This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Macca and Jane Garrett here. Now, it might have escaped some people in our community in Melbourne, but it hasn't escaped me. And my apologies, I didn't get to the program launch this week. I had a work issue, so I am sorry, Spiro and Maxwell. I didn't get there. And Maxwell, when the last time he came on, he didn't want to tell us much about the program. He wanted to be very secretive.
Well, we'll tell you lots today.
But you're going to tell us lots.
We won't stop talking about it today.
Lots today, because the program looks great, and the content, I think, has never looked stronger. Well done.
Thank you.
Well
Thank
done.
You. Yeah, we're really excited about the program. I think it's a really, really strong lineup.
It's one of the challenges with this is, and I've asked Maxwell this before, a lot of this content, not to say this, but in the past, and people have been able to access it in other ways. So I support the festival because it brings people together and it's a showcase onto our life. It's still a challenge, isn't it, to get, you know, people into cinemas and to get them to pay when so much, and as I was saying, not all of this, probably most of it isn't yet, but they can access in other areas. So,
yeah, I mean, look, to be honest, I think this is a challenge that every cinema is facing, really, and it's not just something
the
that's
Netflix
sort of
challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I got to say, this year though, there's probably less films that are, you know, you're going to be seeing on Netflix. And to be honest, you know, looking through the program, and a lot of people always ask me post festival, where can I see this film and that film? And the answer sometimes is nowhere. Like, you're not going to get a chance to see many of the films that are screening here anyway. They don't always get picked up by distributors. They don't end up on streaming services. So this is an opportunity. And if they are, this is actually an opportunity to see them on the big screen.
Yeah.
And Macca, I think it's also beyond just simply the content, even though, and we thank you very kindly, the content is very strong this year and many people very excited. And we did miss you at the launch. There was over 300 people.
I know.
Metropole was a terrific
was it
night.
Great? Yeah.
It was pretty good.
It would have been
fabulous.
Awesome. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Mm. Yeah.
You know,
a total blur, but
that's what a good launch should be.
Yeah. Something like that. But, you know, it's beyond just simply, I think, the program. And, I mean, obviously that underpins it, but it's also about the community and the environment and the engagement. So, yes, we will have films, but we'll also have, you know, Q&As afterwards. There'll be panels. There'll be workshops. There's a real community about coming to the MQFF. And that's so powerful.
I love those because, you know, over the years I've attended many of those, you know, forums, discussions. You know, you watch a film and then afterwards people involved with the film or in that issue, you know, it's a bit of a Q&A. It's really powerful stuff because the messages you get from the film and the questions you have, you can actually respond to them or you can ask some more about them.
Mm. Yeah, it gives you that opportunity, which you don't usually get, to actually have an engagement with the film.
Mm. It's also people go out for dinner afterwards.
Yep.
They meet, you know, so they're having, rather than sitting in your lounge room, you know, with a bowl of Cheetos, not that anyone would be doing that around here, of course, but, you know, and, you know, you get out, it's an experience, and then you
It's
talk.
A social thing, I
it's
think.
It's social, it's cultural, people can even analyse.
Correct, and you can even bump into people that you might not have seen for a while.
What did you
can
make of it, you know?
Straight away, you can have those discussions.
Networking.
Absolutely, and, you know, that's what the offering is.
So how many films this festival?
There's 120 all up, which is including, I think, the features and the shorts as well.
Yeah.
But I think feature-wise, there's close to, I think, 53, 54, with a couple of few surprises coming up for our on-call screenings. But, you know, there's about that.
Can I ask how does a film get accepted? Is there a panel of...
There is... Well, the panel is mainly me, but... I won't lie.
Damn fine panel.
I won't lie. But I do have a fantastic advisory panel committee that I do bounce off as well and show them some of the films that I'm still thinking about or just, you know, like need to get some, you know, more in-depth feedback from. And they've been amazing this year, I have to say. And it's, you know, it's sort of crucial to the selection process.
And I have to say this, I sponsor the documentary prize, which is voted on by the audiences. So the audiences that attend the film, they decide
it's great.
Who you know, which filmmaker gets you know, to win, and there are other prizes and other awards. City of Melbourne have been a supporter for, well, since film was invented, I think.
Yeah, no,
since
means-
queer film. They are, you know, incredible. And running a festival, it is important to our community, isn't it? Because it's a window on our community.
No, it absolutely is. And firstly, yeah, we have to thank, you know, long-time supporters like the City of Melbourne, which without them, you know, running our festival the way we do would be a lot more difficult. Even ACME, who we've actually been, you know, with, to my understanding, we've been showing, you know, the festival at ACME ever since it actually opened. So we're the continuous longest, you know, tenant there. And also, you know, Film Victoria and the Victorian State Government, they've been, you know, terrific in terms of supporting us. So without, you know, their strong support, you know, we wouldn't be able to do it without them. But no, the festival is a very important window into our community. As I was telling, you know, someone yesterday, I mean, I'm Australian with, you know, half Greek and Filipino heritage. So if I want to learn about my, you know, Greek side, I've got my Greek family. If I want to learn about my Filipino side, there's the Filipino side of the family. But where do you learn to be LGBTIQ? How do you, you know, learn about the culture and be able to connect with others? And I think the film festival, Melbourne Queer Film Festival, plays such an important role.
It gives you a lot to choose from. I always ask this now. I'll ask Spiro first.
Okay. Getting prepared.
Spotlight on Spiro.
Two favourite films.
It's always hard to. It's like Sophie's Choice. Honestly, it's always hard pinning
this
down to. But
Spiro's,
this is Spiro's choice.
Spiro's
Look.
Choice.
I love all of them. Yep. You know, every day you ask them their questions, always going to be different. But today I'll say Body Electric's a great film.
Mm-hmm.
And also, because I was only thinking about it this morning because I haven't really spoken about it much, but The Misandrous, which is Bruce LaBruce's new film, is really fabulous. And he's a, you know, long-time queer, provocative queer filmmaker that's been making some great films in the past and, you know, has had a lot of films in MQFF. And his new film, you know, is no exception. It's his kind of take on The Beguiled. I don't know if you saw that film last year, but it's his very perverse take on that. And if anyone thought The Beguiled was a little bit too soft in its feminism last year, Bruce LaBruce is here to answer that question with a bomb, basically. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, and Maxwell?
Okay, so my two favourite films, well, Spiro already knows my... it's our centrepiece presentation of Love, Simon, and that really explores, you know, a coming of age, you know, our lead protagonist who's, you know, sort of falling in love for the first time. It's sort of, you know, starts off as this, you know, online relationship and he's not quite sure, you know.
Sounds like a story of a politician.
maybe something like that.
They don't work together, these two, though, I think.
Maybe, you know, sort of like a throwback, and maybe, you know, sort of think, you know, coming, you know, as you're sort of, you know, growing up and, you know, falling in love for the first time, brought back some of those sort of deja vu sort of, you know, memories there. And I think a powerful one's Beats Per Minute, which looks at,
it's a great,
you know,
film.
The
great movie.
There's a line there.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. When, you know, you had the HIV and AIDS epidemic, you know, back in the 90s and so forth, and while we've come a long way thanks to the hard work of, you know, so many activists and people, you know, it's still it is still something that that, you know, we've got to continue to work on until we can eradicate it.
We are out of time. I want to say to people, this festival, you know, imagine, as I say about Joy, imagine if you turned the radio on and Joy wasn't there. Imagine if there wasn't a queer film festival, right? One, you'd probably have to go to Sydney to see some of them because they've got a festival. But we have it in Melbourne, and we have it in Melbourne for a reason. You need to support it. You need to buy a ticket. You need to become a member.
And we are Australia's oldest and largest LGBTIQ festival.
Exactly. And so even if you only go to one film, there's a good reason, because they're put on for you. They're made for you, by us, for us. Which is a slogan, isn't it?
Wow. We're changing proudly different next year, I tell you. That's it.
There you go. So, Spiro Maxwell, sorry we've run out of time. Thank you for the work you put into the festival. It's really important. Best of luck. Hope it sells out. Hope you have lots of encore screenings. And remember, they're made by us, for us.
Thank you very much.
Just before we go off here, tickets to the public go on sale Monday, the 19th of February. So we look forward to seeing that huge spike.
Exactly.
MQFF. mpfm.org.au.
Or download the app.
Or download the app.
And follow us on social media.
.com.au.
While you're listening to our podcast.
mpfm.com.
Exactly. While you're listening to having a glass of wine,
exactly,
by the sounds of it.
Absolutely.
Or jogging, I don't know.
Win-win-win.
There you go. You could be pumping away somewhere.
Excellent. You are.
And we look forward to seeing you at the opening night party. Mate.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
You are on Saturday Magazine.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.